We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
This episode of Enough About Me is brought to you by HelloFresh. Go to HelloFresh.com and thanks to them for supporting Enough About Me. Again, HelloFresh.com, and you receive $30 off your first week of deliveries when you go to HelloFresh.com and use the offer code Minahan30. That's Minahan30. HelloFresh.com, $30 off your first week of deliveries. Also, of course, Enough About Me is brought to you by our great friends at Milton's. At Milton's, you'll be as comfortable in our stores as you'll be in our clothes. South Shore Plaza, Braintree, Chestnut Hill Square, Chestnut Hill. Get ready to get your spring shopping done. I'm telling you, I know it's snowing outside, the weather's lousy, but you're going to go to Milton's, you're going to feel better because you're going to be thinking of spring. You'll get your spring clothes, you'll feel like $1 million. The great people at Milton's will take care of you. All right, we're taping this after the show on Thursday with Trenny. It is 10:22, which means I'm going to get Trenny's flu by about 3 or 4 o'clock. She came in coughing and drooling and sniffling and wheezing and vomiting all over the studio.
I wasn't vomiting. I wouldn't be lucky enough to vomit because if I was vomiting, then I could drop
sick?
This is the worst I've ever been sick as an adult, ever. I could not get off my couch for like 5 full days. I had to take a sick day. I was gone for 6 weeks. And I had to take a sick day
Well, you took a sick day in South Korea too,
yes,
right?
Yes, I had a sick day on a Sunday there.
Yes.
Yes.
That wasn't the day you went into the demilitarized zone?
No.
The gunshots were in the back?
No.
You weren't shot that
day? Come on, that was weird, man.
But you tried to play up like you were a war correspondent a little bit. Like your voice got quiet. Why were you whispering?
Well, I was trying to whisper.
No one was going to hear you.
I don't know why it felt
the
weird.
The enemy was going to hear you and bring you in?
I know.
What was the thought process there?
Well, I think because I was trying to be quiet so that if I was quiet, you could hear the stuff in the background. That was like my
line. That's what you said. If you're quiet, you could hear the stuff in the background.
Yeah, I suppose I could have used a normal voice. But I also felt weird about it because I don't usually do like selfie stuff. And I was like...
Do you have a stick? You have a stick,
No, I don't have a selfie stick.
So you just held it up?
Yeah, I just like held up my phone, which is awkward enough. And then I was with other people. So I was also like embarrassed. I was like, are they going to hear me doing this thing? And are they going to think I'm weird? They probably are.
But you had a good time. You always have a good time.
Oh, yeah, it was great.
Were you sick in Thailand?
I was not. So I got a little sick in Thailand, like right when I got to the Phi Islands. Like I started to get a cold, but I took some NyQuil.
You felt okay?
Knocked out for 12 hours, got up the next morning and felt totally fine. So when I got home and I didn't feel good on the Saturday that I got back, I like went to the North End juice bar, like a juice shot and juices.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this will be fine. I'll just take some NyQuil. I'll sleep it off. I'll be fine. Oh, no. I was so sick that I actually went to the doctor about it. I was like, do I have an Asian flu?
Yeah, and you just had traditional flu.
I just had regular old American flu.
Okay. You just got that over there. Where'd you get that then? Over in South
Korea? I don't know.
Korea?
I guess, it's been going around. So
my
producer in South Korea had the norovirus. They had to quarantine them for 5 days.
There was a lot of that going on there, right?
Yes. And so if you even had like the slightest bit of sickness.
They just put you away?
They didn't put you away, but you had to go to the doctor and like get tested and make sure you didn't have noro. And he was like, I looked at him one day and I was like, Robbie, you look bad. He's like, I'm fine. My stomach's just a little off. I'm sure it's the same thing that everybody's had where like your body's just adjusting. And I was like, no, you look real bad, like pale and disgusting. And then, he was like puking and pooping for 5 days.
All right. We'll get to the questions that people want to know the most. This is why you're here today, to answer questions, as you know.
Always. I'm always here to answer questions.
I will ask the first one. Speaking of that, I have to say I was a little disappointed in you with that Tirico video.
My guess is,
given that you did it, and Mannix's girlfriend.
Oh, Carolyn.
Carolyn and Abby.
Catherine,
this was clearly a NBC mandate.
Yes.
They asked
us to do it, yes. It was like a thing, like the hashtag, good luck, Mike.
They asked the girls to do it.
No, they asked everybody to do it. It was just like it wasn't like.
Because it was like you didn't randomly wake up one day, you and Abby, and say, today's the day I'm going to send a random video to Mike Tirico.
It was like a social media push.
There's no part of you, I know you, that thought, I'm not liking this.
You know what? I'll be honest. It didn't make me think twice, and I'll tell you why. Because the whole Me Too movement for me is about the fact that, and listen, I get why people are going to jump on it because people are going to jump on anything. But the whole thing is we want to hold people accountable, right? So if you do something wrong, you should be punished for it. Mike was punished for it. That to me is where the difference is.
But
if he had not been punished for it, if like we knew all the rumors about it and we had heard that things were still going on, I probably wouldn't have done it.
See, what I would look at it and say, okay, he's gone through therapy. I saw what you said or whatever. But in the back of my head, I'm thinking, I'm going to make this video for this guy. How the hell do I know that this guy's still on the prowl? Where 6 months from now, you might look like an asshole from putting that
video together. And I realize that. But I will say, I don't think... From what I understand, I think NBC did a pretty deep dive.
Vetting
to make sure that nothing had come up again. And I think they did it especially after Lauer. Like after everything happened with Matt Lauer, I think they really went in and tried to make sure and like comb through everything. And from what I understand, and I talk to people who work with him all the time, no one has had an issue. So I guess that's the way I looked at it. Like, yes, I mean, listen, would I have done it on my own? Would I have just gone
It felt fake. Like everyone, I was like, why are they doing this?
Right.
Like, why
obviously,
are they doing
it was
this?
Like a group thing. And I don't mind doing it. Listen, I'm a team player. Like I was there for NBC. I'm always honored to do the Olympics.
Sure.
But I guess that was the way that I looked at it. Like had it been a situation where we knew all the rumors about him, he had never, ever like paid a price, I would have probably not done it, but he did. And on the flip side, I was thinking about this. I knew you were going to ask me about it. Like, let's just say for argument's sake, I didn't do it. And then I like took this heavy stance on it. I was like, I'm not going to do it because he once was accused of sexual harassment and I don't care that he was punished. How many people would then turn around and be like, oh, you're such a shrew. You hate men. You know, the poor guy paid his price.
Nobody would say that.
You know that.
Who would?
People always find whatever they can.
Not in the Me Too world. I disagree. But I think what you could have done was option C. He just politely declined and never mentioned
it. Right. That is that. I could have done that.
I mean, but...
To be honest, I actually forgot about it. Like, I did it way after the time that they asked us to do it.
Right.
I was walking through and I was like, oh, crap, I totally forgot to do that thing they asked us to do. And then I did it. But I almost forgot to do it altogether. And I actually thought, oh, maybe it's so late, like, I shouldn't do it. And then I thought, oh, I don't want to, like, be the one person who doesn't do it.
Right. Okay. So, okay. So, the last time you were on the show was when? Like, December?
Yeah.
Has it been that long?
It's been that long.
Like 3 months?
Yeah. Has it been that long?
I don't know. Before Christmas? I have no idea.
Yeah. I came on. Didn't I come on? It was after Christmas. I think I came on once after Christmas. I certainly don't think my last show was with Dino, was it?
I don't know. Maybe. Oh, no, probably not, right?
No.
I think we talked about that after, right?
Yeah, so it's been a couple months. Yeah.
And you were a big part of the show for over a year.
Yep.
Very successful. You did great. People liked you. A lot of buzz. You've been gone now. So let's go through it because people want to know, you know, we've talked about it today. We've talked about it in the past. People tweet. They want to know why Trenny has left the show. Is that, first of all, is that accurate?
Yes.
You're gone from the show.
I mean.
Permanently gone.
I mean, let's be honest. If like you guys are in a pinch and you need me to come on, I'll probably.
That's different though. But you've elected to walk away.
Yes.
From the number one morning show in Boston.
Yes, I have.
To go to the number 17 midday show in Boston.
100. Wait, what?
Whatever Jim and Marjorie are.
I mean, I only do that 47. Once for 30 minutes. It's not really.
So is it, let's go through all the, is it because of the Kirk and Callahan show?
No.
Attitude, Kirk Minahan, Jerry Callahan, all the pressure, all that?
No, I will say, I mean, my anxiety gets driven up because it's such a high, like, it's
right.
like there's so much going on. But
who's
no.
that more due to, me or Jerry?
Oh, definitely you.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Oh, my God. You like?
Wait a minute. What?
Oh, yeah. What, did you think I was going to say Jerry?
That's why I asked the question. We get along good.
We totally get along good.
So what?
But you will push things to a point where Jerry will back off.
I'm not going
to
make you cry ever.
Oh, that is not
again.
True. Again.
Oh, yeah.
No, so I mean, I'll happily like explain what happened. So I have had a long history of having really bad migraines.
Yes.
They started like in my 20s.
Okay.
And they just popped up again, like about November of last year. So really not that long ago, 3-4 months ago. And I had one again in South Korea. And it's always tacked on to like feeling either like high anxiety over something, but mostly like super long days and getting up early. Like all of my migraines, like I got them again. Like when I used to work in Milwaukee and I did radio for a long stretch, I had to get up and do the morning show. And then I had to come back at night and do a night show. I got migraines then. So I don't know what it is with my body, but it just like kind of
rejects it. Why the anxiety though? What's the anxiety about?
I mean, you guys definitely like push people on things, right? Like
right.
So,
but why could you just go in and say they're my friends, we're just bullshitting around. You know
I forgot you can swear on this.
You can swear you can swear all you want.
I don't know. I guess because sometimes you feel like you're backed into a corner. Like if I defend somebody then
give me an example.
Let me think of one. I mean, this Mike Tirico one, I thought for sure you would push me on more, but that was actually pretty civil.
Podcast is a home of civility.
It is a home of civility.
Yes, it is. This is more of your world.
This is more of like therapy.
Yes. Oh, definitely. Yes.
I guess I can't think of like a totally specific.
But I know what you mean. We can.
Yeah, sometimes you can like say.
Well, I would say, like, for example, I would say like not going to my parents' wake and funeral is one of those. Yes.
Yes, that was one of them.
But
and
you
I felt terrible.
I know you did. Don't start crying again. Don't do that.
I did. For people at home who don't believe I cried, I really did cry. And then I couldn't stop because I felt so bad.
Just like a woman always does. Right?
I mean, men cry too.
I cry. Yes, I cry.
I don't know that I've ever seen you cry.
Well, when would you have seen me cry?
Well, I did go to your mom's wake, and you didn't.
Yeah, but
cry
the
there.
Wakes are different. The funeral.
Wakes are hard because you're basically just like in a receiving line, and it's
well, you're
like
sort
very
of
robotic.
In this 4 hour, and I mean, I was in a strange place too. But you're in this sort of yes. But the next day at the funeral, when you do the eulogy, it's you can't get through that. But yeah, like something like that. I get that. But what I mean,
or even sometimes, like, you know, like there's always a fear, like, are they going to ask me about something? I get work that I can't talk about, and then I get backed into a corner. Like, I don't know. I can't brush it off. Like Gary's so good at just being like, whatever, and like letting it, like, well, except, of course, when he storms out twice.
But now his policy is like, when we bring up anything on your network, I just can't talk about it. But we'll ask him things. Like, he'll say stuff to me during the break. I'll then ask him. He goes, I can't talk about it. I can't tell you. What do you think?
But he'll tell you in the break.
Yes.
By the way, I trust Gary with nothing anymore.
Nothing.
Like, if I have a secret, I would not tell Gary. If I ever, like, got pregnant, I wouldn't tell Gary until, like, the thing was, like coming out of me, who the father was, and, like, that I was having a child, because...
You're going to hear him announce that today?
You guys announced it today?
Yes, we did. Mm-hmm. Well, Trenny announced it today.
Oh, was Trenny back on the show?
Oh, Trenny. Well, we need some Trenny on the show.
I do think it's funny that people like think that I'm offended by that. I think it's one of the best little bits.
Oh, I know you wouldn't be.
No,
yes.
No, not offended.
But you could trust, unlike Gary, you could trust me with a secret.
No, yeah, actually, I can.
Of
yeah, I can.
You can.
We have talked about things.
We have
that
deals
you've never...
with all these guys. If there's stuff off the air, unless it's Mutt, which I'll break that violation every single time. Someone says, "Hey, we can't talk
about
this."
Yeah, but does Mutt have any good secrets? Let's be honest.
You'd be surprised.
Oh, okay.
You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised.
All right.
So the anxiety. So if the show was 10 to 2, you would do it.
Yes.
The migraines then would not be...
Yeah, because it wouldn't be like the... I think the mornings really screw me up.
They screw everybody up.
They screw everybody up.
But you're only doing it once a week.
Yeah, but it has like a trickle-down effect.
8 to 10?
Maybe I could do 8 to 10.
I'm not begging you. I'm just throwing out, you know...
Like options. You're giving me options.
Yes, I'm saying, you know...
We'll see. Let's leave it at a we'll see.
Okay, take it easy. But, you know, you enjoyed it. I think you enjoyed it.
I did. At times it was, I mean, let's be honest, 9 times out of 10, it's super fun and everything is just really lighthearted. It's just those 1 time out of 10 that then you worry about that one time all the other 9 times.
See, I think
I'll be honest, I woke up in the middle of the night like 3 times last night. I haven't woken up in the middle of the night before.
Why, because of this?
Probably. And
it's
like
10 o'clock.
Well, but not, it's not that. It's like, what's Kirk going to ask me? Are we going to get in a fight about something? Is he going to make me cry? Is he going to ask you about somebody at work and I'm going to like get talked into like circles in a corner?
Does that happen a lot at work? They say to you, you talked about this in the show?
Yes.
A lot.
Not a lot, but enough enough that sometimes people will say, I can't believe you said that this morning, or I can't believe you didn't defend me more this morning.
Oh, coworkers.
Yes.
Like who?
I'm not going to. We all have secrets. We do not tell.
That's not a real secret. Like
it
who?
Is.
Abby Chin?
It is. There's more than that.
Gary Tanguay?
Oh, it's definitely not Gary.
That's
Gary
what
doesn't
I mean.
Care about
so
anything.
Michael Felger?
And I'm not going to.
Aren't you happy Felger's not on that show anymore? He was such a drip on that show with you guys.
He's on with us tonight. Careful.
But I mean, it's more
he's
fun.
He's only
when
on
he's
once
not
a
there.
Week. Yeah.
It's more fun when he's not there. And you're upset as well as Tanguay is. He told me on the phone yesterday about Holly's salary.
Oh, I don't know about this.
Yeah, you're
I never know
you're
about
nodding
anything.
Why are you nodding at me yes while saying.
I'm not nodding at you yes. I have heard rumors. I did hear rumors the first time around that I certainly right away said to my agent, we might want to investigate this.
Did you investigate it?
It is being investigated.
It's quite a process. Your agent should probably get in the...
Yeah, especially since my contract is up in September.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
Well, I think they better pay me Michael Holly money.
Or what? Where are you going?
That's
what
true.
What leverage you have? Okay, you. What are you threatening? How about Casey Smith going to Barstool?
Oh, gross. Sorry.
Jesus, Trenny.
I know. I swear to God, it's just the tail end.
If I'm sick tomorrow, I'm going to kill you.
I just did the vampire cough.
It's mucus all over the place now.
There's not mucus all over the place, but there was some that came up there, and I was like afraid it was going to end up on my arm.
I saw a bubble.
Yeah, you probably
Casey Smith left to go to Barstool.
Yeah, that didn't surprise me. I mean, honestly, everybody else, oh, I don't like it. Yeah, right. Listen, not my cup of tea. I actually tried to listen to it the other day when I was driving home.
With her on her?
No, she wasn't on. I was just curious, like, who was on at, like, 8 o'clock at night or whatever it is when I drive home. And it was the morning show with Julie Stewart Binks. So I really liked
Julie. I haven't heard of that. Is that the one that did the lap dance with Gronkowski?
Yes.
Okay.
And it was like, I don't know. It was like a 4-minute segment that I listened to, but it was about like this study that said that women are more likely to orgasm from another woman, 32% more likely to orgasm if they're with another woman than they are with a man.
Is that your experience or no?
No, I've never experimented. Okay. I didn't grow up in that age. Like,
I'm
you know, we're the same.
Way, my chair.
Well, start running more.
Jesus, no kidding.
I mean, you and I are from the same era. Like, people weren't.
It's a big generational.
It's a
difference.
Total generational
thing. It's crazy.
Like, when I hear, like, I've got friends that are only like 4 or 5 years younger than me, and they're like, oh, you've never had a threesome before? And I'm like, no. And all of them had done it in college. It was like a thing in the early 2000s.
My college years were flannel shirts.
And grunge music.
Dry humping. That was high school and college.
Yeah.
But I don't know what changed, but the change.
I don't know. I don't either. So you know me, I would tell you.
Yes.
So they were having this talk about it, and then they were talking about like if you're a guy and you have an experience with another guy, like does that automatically make you gay? But it was kind of a weird. I was like listening to it, and I was like, this isn't very entertaining radio. Like for me, it's just not what I like. But
Jim and Marjorie, that's good entertaining.
I do like. Yes. Listen. You can make fun of me, y'all. That's who I am. I like NPR.
I know
I get
you
up
do.
In
it's
the morning.
Dreadfully boring radio. It's so fucking shitty. It's terrible.
I like it. Like I like. Calm, like just I like documentaries.
So
I like watching
news
all the time. Like that's just too. Listen, it.
So you don't listen to the Kirk and Callahan show since you've left the Kirk and Callahan show.
Not very much.
Why is that?
Because again, it's like you guys are like yelling. Like I can't have that much yelling in the morning. Usually, if I listen to it, I will say this. If I listen to it, I'll listen to it when I get to work. So I'll stream it like while I'm sitting at my desk.
Right.
That's usually when I listen to it. I cannot listen to it right in the morning.
So you don't miss it.
Because it ramps up my anxiety. Like it ramps me up right in the morning. I need a slow dip into the day.
So it's not that much screaming and yelling, is it?
NPR voice.
You think it's that much screaming and yelling?
I mean, sometimes.
Really? So that's okay. What other criticisms do you have of the show? I'm welcome to them. I'm open to them.
I mean, really, that's it. Like, it's more for me, like, I can listen to it at, say, like, 11 or 12, as opposed to, like, right when I wake up at 8:30 in the morning and have you being like, me too, which actually was still one of the funniest things that ever happened on the radio.
Are you
I don't care what anyone says.
Do you still harbor anger toward the midday show?
I never harbored anger towards the midday show.
Sure, yes, you did.
Oh, over that thing?
Yes.
Yeah, whatever. I don't hold grudges. I'm not a grudge holder. I mean, I think it was dumb and I think it was just like opportunistic, but whatever. Do what you need to do.
So your sole reason for leaving is migraines?
It had nothing to do with those
guys. So it's more to do with us than them?
I wasn't on with them.
So it's more to do with us than them?
No, it's just,
I understand the migraine stuff, but I don't understand the anxiety. Why? I
don't know. I mean, Kirk, I was
take some medication for it.
See, that's the thing. I've been able to go off. I've weaned myself off when I was in Thailand. I'm not on it anymore.
You still going to see that
no,
the shrink?
She was so great. She graduated me. Remember? We had that conversation.
Right, that's
she graduated
that's right. The spirit animal is running around.
Working. Yeah.
Okay. So that's it. So it's strictly that.
Yeah.
That's not that exciting.
But you know, you and I talked about it. You and I had a very honest conversation in the beginning when you asked me, you said, do you think you can handle it? Knowing your anxiety. Yeah, knowing your anxiety issues, you said, do you think that it's going to be a problem? And I honestly didn't think it would be a problem until, like, again, the migraine started up. And then I'll be honest, like last night I was like, oh my God, I'm not sleeping. And I'm like, why am I not sleeping? That's so weird. Like I didn't feel anxious about coming on the show.
It sounds to me, Trendy, that your whole source of your anxiety for this show is me.
Maybe it is.
What is that about?
I don't know. Maybe I should go back to my therapist to talk about it.
Get along fine.
I know.
I understand.
I know. I don't know. It surprised me as much as it's surprising you. Like I had scheduled a Soul Cycle class this morning.
Right.
For 7. I was like, oh, I'll get up at like 6. I'll go to my Soul Cycle. Then I'll go talk. Then I'll go do the thing with Kirk. And I woke up like 3 times. I'm like, why am I waking up in the middle of the night? Like, what is wrong? I haven't woken up in the middle of the night in weeks. And I was like, oh my God, it's Kirk.
See, I would say I would say your battles on the air were much more Jerry.
Yeah, but with Jerry, they're less personal. And this is what makes you good, but you can find people's weaknesses and poke at it and poke at it and poke at it.
Yeah.
And so so that's tough sometimes.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. I mean, it makes for good radio, but it is tough. It's like a, you know, you kind of got to be on your guard. You always have to be up and ready to like have a response back.
But you never told me this during the process.
I don't think I realized it till literally like right as we're sitting here, like two therapists talking through it.
So you're a happier person now that Kirk and Callahan shows out of your life.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't blame you.
Yeah. I mean, you said it. I did hear you the morning after I saw you and Jerry. Remember when I saw you guys when you had to go talk to Brady?
No.
Oh,
in Minneapolis?
Yeah, and the next day you were like, I saw Trini and she looks 10 years younger.
She looks a lot. Oh, yeah.
I was like, well, yeah, because I'm not getting up at 6 in the morning
true.
And having the two of you scream at me.
True. That's true. So there's no part of it you miss then.
I do miss you guys. Of course I do. I tell people, I actually just spoke at a class in Suffolk on Tuesday night, and we were just talking about media and the media landscape, and I said something about the two of you, and there were like a couple of, you know, the young kids in class who kind of like rolled their eyes a little bit, and I was like, hey, listen, I said, you may not believe me. I said, but Kirk and Jerry are awesome. I'm like, I love them. I'm like, they were super supportive of me. They wanted me to come on the show. Like, this idea that there's some, like, Neanderthals who hate everybody is just not true. I'm like, a lot of it is just, you know, what they do on the radio to get people going and drive a different conversation. Like, say what other people are thinking that they don't want to say out loud. I'm like, they're really not. I'm like, I will defend them to the death. And I think that surprised some people.
So you're still doing this boring show with Tomasi, though?
Absolutely.
Like once every
I was on the other day, but he was only on with me for an hour, and then it was me and Butch. I don't know who I'm on.
We played some of that sound. We played some of that sound. I couldn't believe Butch said the lady womps, this lady Indian thing, and you didn't even jump all over him.
I know. Well, you know, my high school is the Warriors,
yeah,
and it's still the Warriors.
Still, yeah.
I mean,
I was sensing a lot of chemistry there.
Really? No?
No.
Not between me and Butch?
I didn't get a lot of chemistry going on there.
In my defense, I still was kind of, I was sicker on Saturday than I am today still.
So
I didn't have like a ton of like my normal energy.
September rolls around and you don't come to some deal. Are you going to leave the market? Or would you want to do radio full time?
I don't know. I think we'll come to a deal.
Oh,
I would hope we do. Yeah. I mean, I like it. I really do like it. I'm not just saying that. Like, I really like it there. Like, I like everybody I work with.
It's not as much buzz. Not as much juice.
I know. And that's something, like, I guess, like...
That's why I don't want to do TV, because I feel like you're just outside of the... I mean, you know, you guys do things I don't want to do anyway.
Yeah.
But it's outside of, like, the real...
I know.
You can't dig into something.
I actually did bring that up. I said it would be nice, like, because we were talking about ways to just, like, I mean, the show now has been on for a year. How do we make the show better? How do we keep it growing? And one of the suggestions I actually made was, why can't we continue? If we're having a great conversation
about
something,
I used to say this all the time when I was there.
Let's keep going.
Why are we moving on to this other fucking thing?
Right. Like, why do we have to? Why, even if, okay, we have to take breaks, right? Like, that's TV's
different. Right.
But why can't we say.
Do you know why? Do you know the answer? Because they always have. That's why. There's no real answer. We always have. So you and Gary or whoever are having a great fight about whatever. Then you go to a break, you come back, we're going to talk about the Bruins with, or we're going to bring in Chris.
Right.
And you're like, what are we doing?
I said, we've got to find a way to get away from that. We have to find a way that if we, and it might only happen once every 3 weeks. It's not going to happen all the time, but there's no reason, like, I mean, I'm not a producer, but I, in my former life, did. There's no reason we can't highlight and move a block. We do it all the time. If, like,
easy.
A guest isn't
we're
ready
dumping.
Or a live shot
matter.
Is not ready,
right.
You just move things around on the rundown. Like, let's take that block, move it lower, and get rid of another block that we might have done. Like, so I'm hopeful that that can happen. But back to your point about, like, there's not as much buzz. I'll be honest, and maybe this is why I'll never be that successful in, like, radio or TV. That's not most important to me.
Yeah, see, I need that. That's why I couldn't do TV all the time.
Yeah.
But they've asked me, but I couldn't do it. You know, I don't know. All right.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I just, like, not that I don't want good ratings or don't want to do good work, but, like, I knew not a ton of people were watching curling, but I loved doing it. Like, I love doing, like, the NBC stuff and going to the Olympics.
What's next?
Allows me to travel. I think I'm doing the Boston Marathon for NBC.
Oh, good.
Which is cool. You're not running it, are you?
No.
When's your next race?
I don't know. So, beginning of March.
I got Brooklyn on me. Wait, what happened?
The half?
Brooklyn doing the half, yeah.
March 1st, I start. I'm on a whole new diet. I've lost 10 pounds.
What? You don't need to lose weight, though. Why are you losing weight?
Because I wanted a challenge to my body. The problem now is when I run.
So what, you want
to
be emaciated? That's your challenge
to your
body?
I wanted
down to
138 pounds. Yes, manorexia. No, I wanted to cut out all the soda, all the junk food, and like now I'm eating like fruit. It's terrible. The other problem is now when I run after like 35, 40 minutes, I get dizzy because
you don't have enough food
in your body.
I'm hungry
all the time.
Yeah.
I'm hungry all the time, but I'm not going to, I think I'm, it's been 3 years since I did Boston. I think I'm going to retire from marathoning. Every year when this time of year comes around, you start thinking like, oh God, I wish I was running it.
I know,
I don't
me
have
too.
That at all this year. None.
Well, it has been a crazy.
Oh, the shit, weather's
winter.
Been shit too. But even like, you know, when you wake up that on Marathon Monday, 2 years in a row, I would do the show from the finish line. I would do the first 2 hours of the show. I would then take the bus out, run the race, and then do shows with Gary that night. 2 years in a row I did that. Now look at that now.
What's wrong with you? I would just be like, I'm not coming in tonight.
Right. But I would do that.
I already told them I'm not coming in. Like if, when I do the marathon for NBC, I'm not also doing our show that night.
Different.
I'm like,
You're working
too long of a day.
But you know, the night after you've run the marathon, you don't feel that bad, generally.
No, it's usually the day after.
The next day after, you feel like shit.
Yeah, it's the day after.
Right, so you did, and it's kind of fun. It's sort of stupid. I had fun with Gary, but yeah. I think I'm right now, what's Brooklyn, a half?
Yeah, just a half. I know, I haven't done...
See, I would like to do a half.
I haven't done a half. I mean, I haven't done a full since 2015 Boston.
So you almost died, right?
No, that was 2014. That was the year after the bombing. That was when I almost crapped myself in Wellesley.
Oh, right. Yeah, yes,
and I
almost
pooped my pants.
Yes,
but I
yes.
didn't.
That I remember, yes. Yeah. All right, quick word association. Ready? You ready for this?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Ken Laird.
Sweet.
You have to do one word answers.
I thought word association. Yeah, I think he's sweet, and I think he is more talented than people give him credit for.
He's very talented.
Yeah.
Chris Curtis.
I love Chris. I don't know what it is about him. He's like this goofy, lovable guy that you wouldn't think is like that. Like I think he's another person whose on-air persona does not match who he is in real life.
Okay. Jerry Callahan.
Teddy bear.
Really?
Oh, I always tell people that when Jerry says something that he knows is a little off color because he's Irish, you can see the red start from his neck and then go up to the top, and he knows he shouldn't have said it.
Right.
He does it anyway, but I think deep down he's a teddy bear.
Kirk Minahan.
Genius.
Yeah, I think that's a good word.
Yeah. I wanted to make sure I wanted to choose that carefully.
Yeah,
the first one I thought was crazy, but then I went with genius because
it's
both
not funny to say
together.
Crazy. It's not funny to make fun of my mental health training. I don't find that amusing at all. Why do you do stuff like that?
Yeah.
That's
my old thing, right?
That's your whole thing. I've teamed up with HelloFresh, and they are offering everyone in our audience $30 off your first week of deliveries when you go to HelloFresh.com and use the offer code Minahan30. You get everything pre-measured in labeled meal kits so you know which ingredients go with which recipe. I've been doing this as well, by the way, and have lost some weight, if you haven't noticed. Deliver right to your door in a recyclable package. You get the veggie, the family, the classic. You get a variety of meat, fish, seasonal produce. Won't spend all night in the kitchen. It's about 30 minutes for each one. One-pot recipes. It's great. Fresh ingredients from selected farms and high-rated trusted sources. A 20-minute meal in the classic menu. You don't really have more time for that. That happens, obviously, during the week. If you have, I have softball practice with Kate or karate with Harry or swimming or whatever. You're hustling around all the time. 20 minutes, you're done. I've enjoyed the meals they've sent to me. Easy to cook. It's delicious. Balanced dinners for less than $10 a meal. You can't beat it. You can sit down. By the way, the kids love doing it as well. Kate's 11, like I always say. She loves sitting down and making the meals, being part of it, planning it, getting it done. Loves it. Fantastic. I cannot tell you enough. Go to HelloFresh.com. Use the code Minahan30 and you get $30 off your first week of deliveries at HelloFresh.com. Who was I going to say? I had somebody else I was going to say.
I will say this to you. You are brilliant and you're great. I mean, you have a way of taking something and turning it into things that other people don't.
Well, that's so much brilliance. It's just, I don't know what it is. It's boredom half the time.
No,
I'm bored by the
yeah,
the
but not everybody. Not everybody can do it. And I'm not just saying that to like kiss your ass.
See, you're good at it, and you had fun with us. And I know you have anxiety, but I'm
not
shocked.
Great at it.
I'm shocked. I said good, not great. You said great. I'm shocked that to be able just to walk away from it and say, fuck these guys, and just walk away.
I did not say fuck these guys.
You know what I mean? Just to see
because
can't you work on your? Why can't we figure out your anxiety levels?
Because you would have to change who you guys are, and that's not fair. Like, we shouldn't come in. You shouldn't be different with me on the show than you are with everybody else.
Well, yeah, we haven't been.
And you haven't been.
At first, I will say at first, working with a woman is just different because you don't know. But once we knew, and I knew you a little bit before anyway, I think it's for Jerry, I think it was always a little bit of a struggle. But, after a while, when you say, okay, you can pretty much say whatever you want. She's going to be on board. It's different.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry, it's the same, but we had Britt McHenry on.
I know. I heard about that. That made the news all the way over in Southeast Asia.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it was the first time, and also first time I'd never met her. And you just it is different.
Well, I think it's different. In fairness, I think it's different when you have anybody in that you've never worked with
before.
She's
never met you.
Yeah, you've never met before.
I met her
you're always.
And we started doing the show together.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, well.
Is she going to have her back on?
I don't know. Jerry wants to.
Of course. Because
several
he's
levels.
Like her, you know, dream. She's
yes.
a conservative princess.
Right. I'm not sure where we can go with her. I don't know. I'm always, you know, but the casting couch right now is in total flux. You know, you fucked us over. Tom Brady has a daughter, which hurt us, thanks to our good friend Alex Reamer.
Yep.
And Tomasi's not on the show right now.
Why is Tomasi not on the show?
He stabbed the king in the back.
Oh.
Yes.
When did that happen? I definitely missed this.
Day long, we had a, you probably didn't hear about this. There was no publicity around it. We had a day long meeting.
I can tell you, people were talking about it in South Korea.
It
made its way to South Korea.
Within that day, things were said that I was like, you know what? I don't really want to look at this fucking guy ever again.
Okay.
And I actually talked to him afterwards, and I was like, you're friends with him, so it's cool.
Yeah.
But I was like, you know what? Can't do it. So that's right now we have Mutt and Gary. Literally, that's it.
Sorry to hear that.
You have any sympathy for that at all?
No.
None. You have no sympathy for that.
No.
So because you have anxiety and Reamer's a moron and Tomasi's a shithead, we're fucked.
Pretty much.
Okay. Your anxiety is not going away?
No.
Is your anxiety, it's been fine so far today?
I mean, it's like base level, like just maybe higher than, slightly higher than base level.
I mean, I can get it worked up if you want.
No, please do.
You sure? I can get you to cry if you'd like.
Oh, I know you can.
I could not. How could I? I have nothing to do that with again.
Yeah, there isn't really anything right now.
I couldn't believe you cried that day.
I know we've talked about this on air, but I legitimately felt so bad. And in my heart, when I made the decision to not go, it really was because Gary's like, well, I'm doing this and somebody had to. I really thought, okay, I'm doing the right thing here. I don't know Kirk as well as Gary does and some of the people in our office.
So what happened now would be different.
Yes. I mean, now, I mean, especially now. Well, I mean, I did, obviously, I went to your mom's.
Not true.
I did. That is, yes, that
no
is.
No memory of that.
I did.
I
met
true.
Your whole family.
Yes.
Your family even apologized to me. I forget. I think
who
it might have been
did?
One of your brothers, or maybe it was your sister-in-law. It might have even been an aunt. Was there an aunt on the receiving line?
My mom's sister was on
yes.
the receiving line.
I think it might have been your mom's sister who was like, I am so sorry for what they do to you in the morning. And I was like, thank you. I
yes,
appreciate
that's
that.
That's nice, yes.
That's very sweet of you. I really, at the time, and so it I don't like to hurt people. Like, listen, I'm certainly not perfect, and I certainly make lots of mistakes and say things I wish I could take back.
I heard a lot of people with Butch this weekend. A lot of listeners, a lot of deaths.
That was totally unintentional.
Yeah, I mean.
But I really, I don't like to make
it's
people
okay.
feel bad.
It's okay.
And I
during
felt
the break,
like
I
let
told you
down.
It was all right. You did not. It's okay.
I felt like I wasn't a good person. Like, I did feel, I felt awful about it.
It was a terrible thing.
It was.
It's a tragic thing. It's really the worst part of the whole year for me, but you decided, you know, you had dinner plans that night. I'm not getting in the way
of that.
I did not
have
dinner plans. You had huge
plans
that night.
I did not have dinner plans.
So to crystallize again, just for everyone, just so you know, Trenny, who everybody loves.
Yeah, you can see Kirk's face.
Everyone has an opinion about you, which is important to us. We like the people who don't like you. You want everybody to like you.
No.
What's the fucking point of that?
No. I mean, no one's, and you know what? No matter what you do, not everyone's going to like you.
If everyone likes you, you're boring. Like, it doesn't make any sense.
I say that all the time. If people don't argue with you on Twitter or don't get mad at something you say, that means you're not saying anything.
Correct.
If everyone's telling you how, especially if you're a woman, if everyone's telling you how pretty you are, and oh my God, I like you so much, you're so hot, and you know sports, but they don't tell you anything else, that means you're just not saying
it. Well, I do like on Twitter that you never do the, like, the picture, like the clear glamour shot, like, oh, feeling so ugly today. What do you guys think?
Why would you?
But you see people who do that.
Oh, people do it all the time.
Business, all the time.
All the time.
And all they want is people to say, oh, you're so hot. You're so beautiful. Like,
I don't get it.
I mean, like, you know, Casey McDonald does that. I'm like, well, you're attractive. You really need somebody again.
Oh, I don't follow her on Twitter.
Well, I've seen people tweet me, like Instagram. Like, your whole life people have been telling you you're attractive. Like, do you need somebody else to tell you that? You're attractive.
Yeah. It's actually kind of, if you think about it.
I may start doing that.
I think it's kind of sad, right? Like, that you need that. Right. There's a loneliness there. Like, you need that, like, outward validation from people.
What was I going to say? So, good. To crystallize it one more time for the listeners and for when we play the sound tomorrow. In 30 seconds, why you have abandoned the Kirk and Callahan show in a time of desperation and dire need.
Oh, I can do it less than 30 seconds. I hate Kirk and Jerry with all of my black heart.
I figured we were going to get there at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I know off the air, you're much more critical of Jerry. I'm telling you, I'm not going to get past this. Did you blame me more than Jerry for this?
I know you're not going to get past
it. I don't understand that.
Do you really not?
Yes, I really don't understand that.
I mean, really?
Yes, because I think we're friends.
Of course we are.
I don't know,
but
you and Jerry are friends,
you
really.
But you're good at pushing. I mean, this is what makes you good. You're good at pushing buttons. I am not necessarily great at having my buttons pushed all the time.
But you don't mind getting your buttons pushed in like a sports argument.
No.
You're talking about the real stuff.
Yeah. Like, not even real stuff. More like personal stuff, you know, or like,
don't even delve that deep in your personal life.
No, I mean, there's really not much of a personal life. Like, I run.
Nothing's going on?
No.
No fella?
No. I was so determined. No, I was so determined. I even went out and bought condoms. I can't even believe I'm admitting this. I like ordered them off Amazon. I'm like, I'm taking them with me to South Korea and Thailand. I'm meeting somebody. We are going to hook up on the beach. It's going to be flipping amazing. I'm going to change my luck. It's like putting the board,
you
know?
Yeah.
Nope, nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing. I was so convinced I was going to meet like a hot Australian guy in Thailand because lots of Australians travel to Southeast Asia.
I'm going to meet this
super hot Australian guy on the beach and we're going to like hang out. We're going to fall in love. And then I'm going to find out he's moving to Boston to work at MIT. I had this whole very specific plan in my head. No, nothing.
What's that about?
I don't know. It's so disappointing. I met tons of cool women.
Do you think that
I don't want to be a lesbian?
What is the
I like boys?
Why at age 46 is trendy still?
I am not 46.
45. Why is trendy still looking for love?
I don't know. I will say I am very content being by myself.
Yeah, you don't mind that at all.
I don't. And so sometimes I do think that is a problem, right? Because I don't necessarily go out and it's not like I'm on the prowl on the weekends. It's not like I go out and I'm like.
You'll go with the girls.
I do go out with the girls.
Yeah.
But like, I'll go out. It's not like I go out to a bar afterwards and I'm like looking like, okay, is there a hot group of guys? Who do we talk to? Because also at 40. Almost 41, it feels a little creepy because you don't know how old people are anymore. Like there was a guy the other day that the kid that broke the Kyrie Irving second opinion story. Whatever.
Yeah,
and I was like, oh my God. I was like, he is so hot. And then I found out he was like 23 and I was like, oh, I felt dirty. And
what's
gross.
Too young?
I mean, my brother is 33, almost 34.
That's too young. You don't
so that's too young. I would say I like to go with like a 5 year. So like 35 to 45 would be ideal. There was this cute guy in my running class yesterday. I need to ask the
Did you talk
group.
To him?
I didn't because we're all like hot and sweaty and disgusting after. And he kind of like got out of there. And I couldn't tell. Like he was old enough that I was like, are you like a dad who's just home and like you snuck out like while you're home with the kids? He wasn't wearing a ring, but I'm going to have to ask the girl who owns the running studio.
Okay. You have no interest in coming in one day and we can hook you up with one of the listeners again if you'd like.
No, absolutely.
You sure?
No, absolutely
Albert's
not.
A no.
No, Albert is a no. He's
definitely.
So angry. He called into the show. Butch took his call on Saturday. I was like, dude, there's a reason there's a big like, you know.
Do not answer?
Do not answer.
See, for me, I answer those guys. I'm with Butch on that.
Yeah. I mean, also, Albert, I mean, I know he made a really stupid racist comment, but...
He's a moron. You have to defend him. He's a moron. He would not date a guy in the media.
Is there a guy in the media to date?
I'm just saying in general. Don't do that.
I mean, probably not. I mean, I wouldn't, like, totally poo-poo it if it was, like, a nice, smart...
Well, you and Drellick had an affair.
Oh, yeah. I mean, obviously.
Yes. He's a catch. Okay. Did you see where he was last night?
Brooklyn or something, right?
Fuck no. He went to see Bruce on Broadway. He was in the front row, and Springsteen gave him his... guitar pick at the end of the show.
What? I didn't see that.
Tweet out this morning.
I just saw some like Brooklyn Brownstone where he's like snowing in Brooklyn. How did he score front row seats?
Ticketmaster.
I've been trying forever.
What are they paying him? Who, you guys?
Drellick.
You wouldn't believe it.
Afford front row at Springsteen. Although this is coming from a person who just spent 10 days in Southeast Asia.
That's true. He's also single, right? He doesn't have any real responsibilities.
No.
Okay, so you're gone. You're done. You're announcing right now you're gone.
Hate you.
Goodbye to Kirk and Callahan. No, I'm serious. Goodbye to Kirk and Callahan.
Goodbye to Kirk and Callahan.
Okay. And hello to Jim and Marjorie.
And hello, Jim and Marjorie.
You're going to go on there like once a week and do that?
I do. I go on once a week.
In studio?
Tuesdays at the library.
They pay you for that?
They do.
So you fucking schlup in there. You do that dumb hour with those two.
Not even an hour.
What do you do?
It's like 25 minutes.
You just do the dumb segments of the day or whatever and then head out?
I love it. I love it. I love them. Think of it this way. You know me well enough to know that I'm always thinking a couple steps ahead, too,
right?
Oh,
I know. What are my
real, like, everybody knows my passions are, like, sports, but,
so you're
like,
trying to push Marjorie out.
100%. Yes. Marjorie, look out. I'm coming for you.
Yes.
But...
Have you heard the Marjorie sound we've played in our show?
I heard... No, but I did hear...
You didn't hear that? When you're talking to her, when you call
yes,
in,
right, yes,
she's having an orgasm.
I didn't hear it. I didn't hear it, but I think because I think you guys played it when I was gone. Gary said it does sound like she's having an orgasm.
She goes, "You say something about curling, and she gives you three O's, like, and each one gets more passionate."
Marjorie likes me.
She must really like curling too.
Yeah, who doesn't?
So, what do you mean? So, you're thinking more? I'm going to get away from sports into politics. That's a good instinct. Tanguay always tells me, he tells you that.
That I should go to MSNBC.
Right. And so I love the way he says it, like it's so easy. Like you just call up MSNBC.
Exactly.
Yeah, can I take over for Stephanie the 7 o'clock
Rule
show?
Right. Can I have Stephanie Rule slot at 9 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah.
No, but if I am thinking long term.
That makes sense.
You know, that is something that interests me. NPR. I also would really, I've always really wanted to do like documentaries or like longer form pieces. And if I can, you know, I would be happy to work at PBS. Like, that would make me really happy.
Even with all the sexual perverts and
stuff
there?
Yeah, there are a lot of pervs there.
There are totally.
Yeah, but you know what? Job openings.
True. That's how you have to look at it.
That means job openings.
So, but you never think of it like, geez, I could maybe do full-time sports talk radio in Boston. You wouldn't want to do that.
It's not that I wouldn't want to do it. I would entertain anything that I think would make me like happy and fulfilled.
Do you think the city, the listeners are ready for a woman every single day talking sports?
Yeah, why not?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, you think that the men of the Neanderthals have moved forward? They're okay with
it? I think there's Neanderthals everywhere. I think no matter what you do, people are, like you said, like, you know, people like you, people hate you, but it doesn't matter as long as you're doing a decent job.
But your instinct on the weekends when you're away from us now or whatever is you do the stuff that we make fun of.
Yes.
But you're capable of so much more, I think. Like, originally,
I mean,
with Tomasi, you started talking the show. You've been gone for how long since you've been on the air at EEI?
I was just on the air on Saturday.
No, since I'm saying Saturday. How long had it been?
However long it was gone.
Two months.
2 months.
There's stuff with you. There's stuff with this our show. There's stuff with the Tirico stuff. There's just stuff. What'd you do on your trip? This or that? You have Tomasi and you're like, what's going on with the Red Sox? I'm like, what are you doing?
Well, I will say, we probably would have talked about my trip had Tomasi been here, but it was weird. We had an hour with Tomasi and he was calling, you know, he's calling in from Fort Myers.
Oh, he was so in Florida?
Yeah, he was in Florida. All so right. It's a weird dynamic.
But my point is you care about much more than that.
I do, but I.
And you've
like,
seen how well our show, like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, but you guys, but Kirk, what you don't understand is you think everybody can do what you do the way you do it. Like,
no, I don't. No, I don't. But I know that you can do what you do. It's not just that.
I think Tomasi and I, like.
A little bit.
We delve into it, like,
But put it this way, during the break, right, when the light goes off, are you and Tomasi talking sports during the break?
No.
Fuck no. So bring more of that in the air.
I mean, I suppose we could try. I feel like we'd get yelled at.
Who gives a shit?
We don't have your job security.
They're not getting rid of you. You're not going anywhere. What do you care? I get yelled at. People all the time say, don't say this, don't say that. You just do it.
I mean, I'd love to talk more about, like, the world.
Yeah, I mean, not like, don't get in, like, your boring, like, NPR thing. I mean, again, why can't you tell the story about the condoms and the guy on the trip? That's funny. Why not?
Yeah, I could. I couldn't tell that with Butch.
Those poor dusty condoms now. They're just
oh my God.
Away.
How long do they last? Yeah. I mean, I bought a whole box, like a 24 pack.
What were you planning on doing?
Well, I mean, they only come in like.
They're going through the
no,
whole.
No, like, I mean, that wasn't.
Austrian ski team or something? I mean, Jesus.
No, but give me the.
Oh, you were the good looking guys.
I love the Dutch because they're tall and they're strapping.
Not those curling guys from the U.S.? They weren't your cut of your jib? No?
Oh, they're all married.
Oh.
So that's not really my type.
Yes.
I'm not into that.
Were you thinking of going over there and maybe getting somebody? The Phil Perry role to be the father.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, I can't have a father. I mean, if you're using, you know, if you're wrapping it up.
What's
that's
a poke a hole in it, the old trick? No?
No.
No?
No. Do I look like, do I seem like the kind of gal that wants to go out and like push out babies?
Any adoption stuff?
I did look into it before I left.
Yeah.
I've been really thinking about it and it's I haven't taken any further steps because the more I thought about it, like, I don't have family here.
Oh, it's hard. Oh,
it's really hard.
It's hard when you have, like, it's hard when you're married and you have, like, you know, we used to have my parents because they were around. Like, when you have no family around, it is tough.
Yeah. Like, I was, you know, even like when with all these snow days, like, I was thinking to myself, like, okay, what if I adopted a kid?
You'd have to hire someone.
I'd have to have essentially a full-time nanny.
Right, which is not cheap.
Because then also, I'd have to move to a much bigger, I mean, I'm looking to move.
I would say so, yes.
I'm looking to at least move into, you guys will be excited, I'm looking to move into a two-bedroom in my building or somewhere else.
Oh, really?
To expand.
So you're not looking to get outside the city at all, though.
No, that's the thing. Like, I don't really want to move outside
of
the
city. But you can raise it. If you adopt, I mean, but you're talking about adopting an older kid.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, I'd want to adopt a kid from foster care.
Well, you could do that, though.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want, I'm not pressuring you into it.
No, I know. Saying. It's a little, I will admit, I'm pretty good at doing things by myself, but it's really intimidating.
It's
like
really
the idea of like having all of that responsibility. Like, again, you know, if the BPS is closed today. So, suddenly I have to cancel this. Do I have a babysitter? Do I have someone who can take care of at the last minute? Do I have to call in sick?
Like, also, that's trendy. You know, the kid wakes up in the middle of the night, 102 temperature.
Yeah.
Then you're just that's part of the deal.
Yeah.
But I will say, like, every week, like, or whatever, like, I follow whoever BZ does the Wednesday's Child thing.
Yeah.
Look at those kids every week, and I'm like, geez, oh, I would love to just, you know, in a perfect world, just love to bring them all home.
Well, but you could, though. You could. You and your wife
I'm 43 years old. I have two kids. I have a daughter who's perfect. I have a son who's insane. I am not introducing another child in my life at this point. I'm not.
It is. It's hard. It's hard. And think about it. That's hard. And you have a really great job and you have a wife.
Oh, no. We have great structure.
You know,
yeah. No,
we could totally do it.
Yes, but it's a lot.
It is. And the woman, I'll be honest, when I talked to
But you had mentioned it to me before, so I was just curious.
Yeah. I mean, I'm definitely still thinking about it. It's just, I think as I like really, really thought about it and like talked to my mom, like my mom brought up things that I hadn't even thought about. She's like, well, you have to find an apartment with a washer and dryer. She's like, do you know how often?
Course,
she's like, even a 12-year-old kid or a 10-year-old kid, you know, they puke all over their clothes. She's like, what are you going to go do? Pay $225 to wash that?
And there's tuition and there's college and there's medical bills, there's insurance and there's all. It's not easy.
No, it is not easy. Like all that right now is just driving my anxiety.
Relax. But I think at the same time, there'd be fulfillment there too.
Yeah. Oh, of course.
So it's a hard balance. I get that.
Exactly. Like I love kids. Right. I love my niece and nephew.
I know you offered to babysit mine. It's a bullshit offer, but yeah.
It's not a bullshit offer.
It's one of the great bullshit offers of all time.
Watch your kids. Ask Kyle Draper.
I will not ask him. He doesn't talk to me. He hates me. I'm not talking to him.
I watch Kyle Draper's
kids. I'm persona non grata over there right now. They hate me for some reason.
I
don't know.
I wouldn't say you're persona non grata.
Yeah, I'd say with the higher ups, it's a little icy.
No.
Which is too bad, but I'm retired from television.
Yeah.
It's over. I had a good run, but it's over. It's like you at radio with us.
Yeah,
it's
sometimes
over.
You just have a good run and it's just time to.
See, my anxiety level is too low on TV. I get too bored. It's the exact opposite.
Yeah, you do. It is too structured for you.
Yeah, I'm like, you know, and I like the producers there are awesome. Everyone's there. I like everyone over there, but it's like, okay, yeah. And they literally walk you through it. They're like, okay, you can do 6 minutes. I'm like, well, why? Like, it's boring. I'm not fucking doing this. And then now we shit around with Gary. They left us alone pretty much, but
they
like,
did.
You guys do a good job with that. You go back and forth.
Do you watch us? I mean, really?
No.
I didn't think so.
I didn't even know if you were on TV anymore or not. I thought you were just homeless and retired. I had no idea.
By the way, I still sound like every time I laugh, I sound like
four packs of cigarettes.
I do. I sound like my grandma.
Are you smoking
Nana.
Now?
No, but I sound like my Nana who used to smoke like two packs of cigarettes a day.
But it's
like,
you're assuring me it's
be,
over.
Like, right in her.
You're not going to get. I'm not going to get sick from this.
I don't know. I mean, okay. It's not like we're tongue kissing in here.
But still, it's still.
I know. We're still breathing the same air. I can't imagine. I got sick 2 weeks ago. So okay. I can't imagine that I would still be. I think this is the tail end. Everyone says that the cough lasts for a while.
I'm going to tell you something, okay? Listen up. I'm going to tell
you
something. You are going to be on the Kirk and Callahan show in 2018. That's my prediction. You're going to get bored. You're going to miss us. You're going to come
I'm
back.
I'm going to be like Gary.
Yes. You're going to come back.
I never close any doors on
you should
anything.
Adopt the Tanguay attitude anyway. It's easier
Tanguay
said than done.
Tanguay does have just a.
Doesn't
I
care.
Don't. He gives zero fucks.
Zero show's over. It sucked. Didn't suck. Like me, the show sucks. I'm fucking all day. He just goes, whatever.
Yeah.
Be another show tomorrow. I don't care. You can make fun of me about most things. This or that. And I do it. He doesn't care. Now, it's easier said than done.
It is. I mean, I don't know how you get to that point. Amazing.
Well, but you also then.
So very zen.
But you also then make no real progress in your career. There's a
That's
ceiling.
Not true. Well,
of course there is. A ceiling to what he's going to be.
I mean, you know, I think Gary's done pretty well for himself, don't you?
No. So I'm trying to think of other questions. Anything else? Anything you want to ask us? Jesus, Trini.
I know. I'm sorry.
It's like Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, did you see? I want to point out, I called Hillary Clinton out on Twitter. I wonder if Jerry saw that.
That stupid thing in India?
That stupid thing in India. Well, I was like, just stop talking. Stop.
Nobody wants that.
Just stop.
Now, I would also say, like, she said some things that were so dumb. You know, I have no use for Trump either, but she said, if you voted for Trump, that meant that you think black people should lose rights. Like, what right? Like, a right to vote? Like, what is she talking about?
I don't know.
And it's
like you have, like, this huge shovel and you're just digging
the
biggest
hole. If I'm a Democrat, I'd be like, get out of my life. Leave me alone.
I am a Democrat, and I'm like, just stop. Because it's not helping. Like, this is, we don't want to bring people together.
Right, like
not
the president's
tear them
doing.
Apart. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, like the president.
He's doing a great job.
Yeah, it's great.
So you could be fighting with Jerry about it. Jerry's all excited about the wall.
I thought the new edict was you got to be real careful around those topics.
Yeah, there's certain topics. We're okay.
What has been? That's my question. What has been the fallout from the big, like, having to shut down the whole station for a day?
Fallout?
Yeah, has there been any?
Well, I'll tell you, if you were gone, I think you're already in South Korea at that point. The first week back, we were in Fort Myers. You know, I was not dying to do a Red Sox week anyway. And that was the week after. So we were like, we don't know what we could say, what we can't say. That week sucked. It was fucking, the week was terrible. We just got the weekly. It was a fucking terrible week of radio. I was surprised we did as well as we did. And then each day and each week since, like now today, it feels like it was
normal.
Before. I mean, like I said, you know, like we had the issue with the, we had the transgender community come and talk to us that day, Jerry and I. Totally fine. Like, yeah. I mean, you've worked with me enough. You know, like, I really don't.
Yeah, you don't care.
I legitimately don't give a shit about that stuff. So we went in and set sensitivity training. The day was, we spoke to a lawyer. She was fine. We had a conversation with everyone at the station, all the on-air people, basically yelled at me for a couple of hours. Fine. Moved on. Like, if you'd asked me that 3 weeks ago, I would have been like, I don't want to talk about it. I'm fucking pissed off. Now we've kind of figured it out, I think.
So it hasn't changed the tenor of everyone's, because I don't think it changed the tenor of our show. Like, anything.
No. Well, I don't know. I mean, you know, I don't think so. I mean, it's hard, you know, it was fine. It was fine. But do I think it's changed the show? No. If you'd asked me 3 weeks ago, I would have said yes. 3 weeks from now, something else may happen. I hope not. But yeah, it got ugly. It got ugly between us and the Globe. I mean, it was getting like, we're talking like as ugly as it's ever been. That I would say. And I know you're friends with the Globe.
I am. I have a friend of the Globe.
That friend's got that fucking book you keep tweeting out. I'm like, can you stop tweeting about this dumb book?
Maybe if you read it, you won't think it's so dumb.
What's it about?
It's like a memoir, but it's based around, like, she sort of writes a memoir around her columns. I think you'd actually like it. She, a couple of years ago, lost her mom to cancer, was very close to her mom, went through a lot of things, and she sort of, like, moves through that.
People whine about that. It's the worst.
She doesn't whine about it.
Did you go to that wake?
Well, I sat Shiva. She's Jewish.
You didn't sit Shiva in my mom's wake?
You're Catholic.
I'm just saying, did you sit Shiva in my mom's wake?
I mean,
No. I don't want to drive your anxiety up, but the answer is no.
The answer is no.
Right, the answer is no. Fine, great, thanks. Oh, fuck off.
But I went to the wake. You know, she's Catholic.
Again, there's no proof of that. I don't recall that.
There is proof. Right. I stood right behind Jerry.
When you
Tracy.
Whipped out the selfie stick, I thought that was a little.
It was a little weird. Me and the body.
Yeah, that's
like I was here.
See, that's inappropriate. That hurts.
And then I did a peace sign. Like
you put that
like
thing on your
Asia.
Nose, like the doggy ears, like those way. Like
is that weird?
Well, my daughter does that. Like her friends do that. Like I'm like, what is fucking going on? I drove the other day. I drove my daughter and a couple of her friends to.
You don't ever do the Instagram filter with doggy face?
I don't. I drove them to the. They had practiced at the Boston Choir. They're singing the Boston Choir. Huh. They're driving in. The three of them are talking. I'm like, is this the next 7 years of my life? These girls are talking about fucking nothing. I'm like, what are you yapping about?
Oh, well, they're
girls just talk.
Well, 12-year-old, right? Kate's 12.
He's 11.
11.
They just talk about nothing. This is my life for now. Like
they'll start to talk about more things as they get older, but they're only 11. Like, what are they supposed to talk about? Climate change?
But there's no silence. Like, I'm like, you're just talking about. Is it what girls do?
Yes. Oh. I mean, think about it. Don't you remember when you were a kid? Like, girls were always talking on the phone.
Yeah, that's true.
Always.
The boys would do nothing.
Yeah. I mean, we used to sit on the phone for hours on end and just, I don't even know what we would talk about.
Right. Yes. All right. Fine. So you're done. You've given up. Essentially, you've quit because all kidding aside, cut it out. All kidding aside, if you do the blame pie, it sounds like it's like 80% my fault.
Yeah.
That's fucking unbelievable. That is actually hurtful. Why?
No, it's not 80% your
fault.
But
it sounds like I'm the chief reason. I loom over you now when you wake up early in the mornings.
Well, I mean, you don't loom over me, but there is a... Listen, all joking aside, we talked about this before I did the show. Like, it is an intense show.
I told you that.
And you have to be ready for it.
But you weren't ready for that, the level of the intensity.
I handled it okay, but... I mean, like, when my body literally starts to, like, react differently, and when I notice a difference when I'm not doing the show, like, that's a clear indication that...
Boy, it seems like you have great memories of us, really.
I do love you.
Fucking unbelievable.
If I got married to that Australian that I dreamt in my mind, I would invite you in, Jerry, and not just because I think you would give me really great gifts.
You want me to go to Australia?
Well, no, we would do it. I don't
Wisconsin?
Know, maybe on the Cape or something. I don't know.
Fucking that little house you have on the river? You still have that?
Yeah, I still have my house.
You renting out this summer?
I don't think we're going to rent it out this summer. I think next summer we're going to start renting it out.
Okay.
Doing some remodeling on it.
And that's Michelle?
Oh my God, Michelle Steele.
She's great.
Michelle Steele's great. She's covering Loyola, sister Jean Delara Schmidt.
Aren't we sick of her too? The nun? Enough.
I will say, she's gotten that 98-year-old nun thinks pretty highly of herself.
Well, she's
so much for being humble in the Catholic faith.
Okay, you don't mind the trendy voice? Because if it gives you anxiety, I'll really
stop.
I definitely won't
totally
do more of it.
You do the trendy voice.
You didn't think anything was over the line?
No.
Okay.
I think it's funny.
There's no truth in it with you and Tangway.
No, there's no truth in it. Come
no
on.
Phone sex? Well, I'm just asking.
No.
People want to know.
No.
You might be good, the
ridiculous
guy to have phone sex with.
No. He does have a great deep voice.
That's what I'm
he
saying.
Does have a great deep voice.
That's what I'm saying.
But it's too weak. I mean, like, I mean this, and I was going to say Gary is like a father, but he's not. He's more like a brother. Gary's like the older brother I never had, you
okay
know? Like, and I say this with complete sincerity. I do really love working with him. Like, he's easy to work with.
I did too. I love
we have
him
a great, like, I think we have great on-air chemistry. And you know what? If people want to think that on-air chemistry leads to something else, well, that's your weird. I mean, that's weird, everybody. Just that visual in and of itself is weird.
So you have nothing to do for the rest of the day then?
No, I got to go do, we have a 2-hour show tonight. And yeah, I'm going to, what time not, is it? Am I going to make a bar class?
But that's not real work.
Ooh, I think I can make a 12 o'clock bar class.
Plenty of, that's not real work, that show. Not like radio. You know that. TV's not as hard as radio.
Radio is harder.
Way
one
harder,
thing that, one
way harder
thing that makes radio easier, callers.
That's true.
Callers,
we don't take a lot of callers.
Yeah. No, because you guys have enough. But like, I like callers on the weekend are great.
Yes. And you're on this weekend?
I am on this weekend. I don't know with who, though.
Not John?
No. Tomasi's wife's birthday is this weekend, I think.
What?
And they're doing something.
So we can't do 2 hours of radio?
We have 4 hours of radio.
Oh, of course. I knew that. Of course. And you're on every night from 5 to 3, 7 or something. What time are you on?
6 to 8.
6 to 8. Okay. We'll see you here soon.
Yeah, on Saturday.
Yeah? You're going to do any more shows with Dino?
No.
You sure?
Yeah.
You sure?
Did you see, by the way? Did you see that Jeff Deal? They did like a...
oh, God.
The
were you there for the Jeff Deal show?
Yes, I was there for the Jeff Deal show. And they did this poll, like how many people know who they are. Like 72% of voters don't even know who he
is.
He's
going to get fucking
poor
stomped.
Guy. I know.
But he had fun with them, though, right? It's a good show?
I mean, I enjoyed grilling him on questions.
Yes. Okay. So... Okay, fine. I got my answer. I really thought, I was really excited to have you in, not to see you or to talk to you, because I thought you were going to bury Jerry and say, I'm like this great guy, but this is not what happened. So,
you like honesty.
I don't want to run this at this point now.
Do you like honesty?
Not when it's negative toward me, not really.
It's not negative towards you.
Raising your anxiety. I would say the people on the show, I'm the one that was your confidant.
Yeah. Those two things are not mutually exclusive. Like, you can be someone who really pushes people's buttons, but I can still love you with all my heart.
You're making it like I'm like Turner now. I mean,
no.
You know, I mean, but
you're like not Ike Turner.
But I'm just saying, like, I was,
I mean,
you know,
you've never swung at me.
A friend, a confidant.
You are a friend and a confidant.
And it said it's my fault you're leaving.
I'd still love to, like, run a half marathon with you. I just don't want to do a radio
show. I want your anxiety while running together to be off the charts.
No,
you have a heart attack at mile 3.
No, we'll have a great time.
It was one of those relay runs.
We actually should. We should get a team together and do a relay run. Although, then we'd have to be in a van.
The media's going to do it.
We'd have to be in a van together.
You'd be in a van with, like, who? Runners in the market.
Oh.
Have you seen Bradford, by the way?
Did he lose a bunch of weight?
Yeah, he's on the Awaken 180. He lost 40 pounds.
40 pounds?
40 pounds.
That's awesome.
He looks good.
Good for him.
Yeah, so maybe he'll start running again.
Awesome.
You'll be in the van with him. You want
that? All right, I'm sure that'll smell great.
He'll be awesome. All right, Trenny, we'll talk. Well, I guess we'll probably never speak again.
Nope, never.
If you're not coming back, I mean, you've the line in the sand. Your team, whatever. Anti-Kirk, hashtag whatever. I don't know. Emoji. It's like, what the fuck?
You're
I'm legitimately, my feelings are hurt. I'm not going to lie to you. My feelings are hurt.
Your feelings shouldn't be hurt.
My anxiety is through the roof right now.
Well, I have a therapist for that.
I have a therapist too. I'm not going to. I'm going to go Tuesday. I have to talk about this. Because now I feel as the leader of the show. I mean, would you say that I'm the most important part of the show?
I mean, I would say that you and Jerry are pretty equal, but I would say that you've probably...
Probably edged
ahead.
As the leader of the show.
You definitely set the tone for the show.
Now I'm like,
topics.
Well, you know, I don't know now. Now you've put doubt in my head.
Well, you shouldn't be doubtful. You're successful at it.
I feel bad.
You do not feel bad.
Of course I do. You're my friend, and we like having you on the show, and you're not doing the show anymore because of me. And some bullshit migraine headache, like Scottie Pippen, some bullshit migraine excuse. It's hurtful.
Well, it's not it literally happens.
Take Botox for it.
I'm not getting Botox.
People take Botox for migraines.
Yeah, I know, but I'm not doing Botox for migraines when all I have to do is
a little bit
just
of this too, and why not? You're all set.
I don't need it yet.
No plastic surgery for you as a TV person. Ever.
I mean, not yet. Maybe someday. I'm going to say never say never, but
don't
probably not. People always look weird and fake after they do it.
It's always obvious. Always obvious. Yeah.
Like,
all right,
let's be honest. Tom Brady has had Botox.
Yeah, you think?
I mean,
his whole
forehead doesn't move when he
I don't know why. He's a good-looking guy. I'm not sure what the...
I know. He doesn't need to do it. He would be good-looking if he let
it's like an older guy
naturally.
with some wrinkles or whatever.
Yeah,
yes.
That would be fine.
I agree. Like Jerry.
Yeah.
Very handsome.
Yeah, you don't really have any wrinkles.
No, I look like I'm 25. It's incredible.
I wouldn't go that far.
I would. All right, fine. Goodbye. Good luck with everything. I'll go to your wake. Maybe.
I'll go to yours.
Whatever that day is. No, you won't. So that's it. All right, good luck with everything. It's been good having you on. Have fun with Tomasi and with Jim and Marjorie. And with these fucking drips. Good luck. Good luck.
Love
Enjoy your TV show. Fine. Fine. Goodbye. Goodbye.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.